You're listening to Studio One Tracks on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Tony Daner. Tonight in our Cedar Falls studios, it's Peas and Carrot. Okay. Peas and Carrot on Iowa Public Radio Studio One Tracks. Thanks for getting it started in such an expedient manner. That was terrific. This is actually your second time in our studios, but Audrey, you were the only one was still in the band that first performance. So before we go any further, let's meet everybody.
Sure. Over on the other guitar is Ian Marlowe. He's over there. Billy Little here on bass, and the guy back here eating Cheetos is Graham Howland.
There is no Cheeto rule in Studio One. That's a common misconception.
That's important for us.
So this is a big week for Peas and Carrot. You're getting ready to release a new single that's going to be on a new EP. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we are going to be releasing Obligator on Thursday at Octopus, with Rumble Seat Riot from Des Moines and The Drunken Cuddle from Denver, Colorado. And then the EP should be out August.
This is your second EP, is that correct?
Yeah.
What's different this time around?
The first EP was kind of a more live recording, and this one is all tracked out. Sounds a lot better. There's different songs on it.
How has your songwriting changed, or has it?
My songwriting has definitely changed. Working with these guys has made everything just way better. I don't know.
Okay, then. All right, so we're getting ready to hear the new single mm-hmm. in just a moment here. Is that right?
Yep.
Great, let's get right to it. It's Peas and Carrot in Studio One.
Out of my mind. lost hope. Been getting prepared for years. And I'm not afraid. No, I'm not afraid to die. But I often, I dream about your time coming way before mine.
Peas and Carrot pulling off the rare double fake out ending on Studio One Tracks. Thanks so much for being here. That was great. So you've got the single release party this Thursday. That's at Octopus.
Yep.
And you've got some other interesting sounding dates coming up. Tell us about those really quick.
We are also playing this Friday at the Cedar Valley DIY Boathouse show festival thing, where there's like a lot of bands. All of them great.
And there's a Facebook page for
there's
that.
There's a Facebook page for that. And that one starts at noon. That's an all day thing. I think this is the first show back at the Boathouse, so that's fun.
And you've got a pretty interesting sounding opening slot coming up.
Yeah, July 7th, we're going to be opening for Dressy Bessie at the Des Moines Social Club.
Excellent. What's the date on that one?
July 7th.
Do you know? Oh, that's a Thursday night, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thursday night, July 7th. Cool.
Yeah, they were saying it's like a 8035 pre-party.
Yep. Yeah. That's how I thought of it. We will be there bright and early the next day. So busy weekend in Des Moines, starting with Peas and Carrot, July 7th, 8th, and 9th. Very cool. So have you had time to shake your hands out? Are you ready to do a couple more songs here? Grant's giving me the thumbs up.
Carpal tunnel's real, you guys.
They're just stuck like that.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, then you're okay getting right back to it. All right. Peas and Carrot on Studio One Tracks.
exactly why what happens to me can't happen just the same for you.
Peas and Carrot on Iowa Public Radio Studio One Tracks. The single release party is Thursday at Octopus College Hill, Cedar Valley DIY on Friday the 3rd, and the Des Moines Social Club on July 7th with Dressy Bessie. Anything else we forgot in there?
No, that's it.
Okay. Well, as always, we'd like to thank our technical producer, Phil Moss. Thanks also to... Chris Fenton and Mark Simmet and Al Scherz all at Iowa Public Radio. One more time for Peas and Carrot.